NGU, KN4, VWA.
NGU.
Good morning. Well, not quite sunshine yet, but good morning, bud.
Where's this snow due?
This morning on Fox that there might be a little ping, ping, ping on the windshield, but it would not amount to anything and nothing to be concerned about or with travel. That either Sunday morning or Monday morning.
24 one night here before long. There's going to be a lot of people get sick with that quick of a cold snap.
Yeah, yep. Lots of sore throats. Doctors will be happy, won't they?
Survived my physical yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have any results yet, though, do you?
Well, I'm the kind of guy, I did my blood work a week ago, so she can discuss that with me rather than catch me in a quick phone call. I like that a lot better.
Yeah, that does work better. Well, so did they say you had 65-itis?
Can't do anything about that.
What do you mean? I tell you what, I think I'm going to have to go in pretty soon. Man, my hands, I've got arthritis in my hands, and they just hurt all the time. And I'm on my way out on a job today.
She's been telling me for about 2 years that she was going to work me over good when I was 65. That was going to be the big one, and I had to crawl out of the room.
Well, hey, at least she was thorough.
X-lax are gentle but thorough, but I don't like them either.
Oh, my goodness. You know what you made pop into my head? When I was six and my brother was I guess I was seven or eight and my brother was three or four, he accidentally got into a box of X-lax thinking they were chocolates. It was not a pretty sight at the hospital.
Yep, that can be a problem. Well, that's their phrase, or used to be, you know, their advertising phrase, gentle but thorough. Moving on, I'm not getting a bit of rain today. What's supposed to happen today, but it's cloudy.
Scattered sprinkle or two, and then by noon, brilliant sunshine, which suits me right down to the ground, baby. High of 66, I think she said. And that's good, too, because I got to get out there and I got a system to move and a little bit of digital to install, so be a pretty good day. I tell you what, though, I tried to move that I-beam with the winch on it and my control box mounted. Oh, dear.
Right of that looks like a monster winch in the picture.
It's not that bad. It weighs about, 20, 25 pounds, so that, with the control box and everything on there, puts that beam at about, 125. And I tried to stand that thing up over its length last night with the weight at the top. Maybe. I'm not the killer bruiser I used to be.
And you get that much bulk weight and everything, it's just a problem. I think I'm going to turn down that 10-foot I-beam at an 8 inches wide. It's just too heavy for what I need and not long enough.
10-foot?
8 to 10, so it could even be shorter than 10. But he said he'd find me whatever I needed just to determine what that was and what size was Bob's, or what's the minimum size if I have to go round steel that I want, diameter-wise.
If I'm not mistaken, and I'm thinking by memory, Bob had put in like a 6-inch heavy wall steel pipe and had it down either 3 or 4 feet.
Well, I'm going to go 6. Yeah, I remember it was heavy wall. I think I'm going to go 6-inch and 20 feet long. And he said he'd even weld something if he needed to, but Would that be okay, or do I need it one piece?
20 feet, Phil, 20 feet is going to put you, if you put it down on the ground 4 feet, that's going to put you at 16 feet up in the air. That's a two-story building high.
Okay, 6 inches, that's what I needed to know.
Yep. Now, remember something else, too. At a certain point, bud, that is, you know, you're going to have something like a 20-foot piece of that. You're going to have my John Deere out there to lift it.
I want to think through all that, and we'll talk a little more about it. Remember, my tower's not as big as yours, but I just want to overdo it.
I agree with overdoing it, but 20 foot, that's half as tall as your tower. If you went with, say, a 12 foot and put 3 foot or 4 foot in the ground, that puts you 8 to 9 feet up in the air. Now think about that, 8 to 9 feet up in the air. Bob's wasn't any more than that.
He said his was 14 in the air and 6 in the ground.
And that's on that heavier tower with 200 at the top. You know, yours is a much lighter tower with well, I don't know what you're planning on putting at the top, but I wouldn't put anything more than about 50, 60 pounds up there at the top, including the rotor.
Talk about it tonight and in the future. So did you get your Lexington? Well, not Lexington. Where'd you head yesterday?
I went down to Edgefield and then cut across to Lexington and then back home. Long day.
Was profitable for you?
Yeah, it was. Oh, hey, I got my antenna tuner in yesterday.
You know, I heard you tell somebody about that. I didn't even know you were going to order that.
Looking at this, and I kept looking at what that antenna was doing at a 6. And I know it's not tuned yet, and I hope we can get it down. But if we can get it down to, say, a 2.5 or a 3, okay. But at a 2.5 or 3 with that amp, I need a tuner. So I bit the bullet and went ahead and got one. It's a 1,000-watt LDG 1000 Pro 2.
Talk to Rusty. I don't know about that tuner, but I know he had an issue with LDG tuners and his amp, which is just like yours, no kidding. So before I put it on the air so they wouldn't take it back or whatever their policy is, I think I talked to Rusty. There's a known issue.
Well, I looked at all the reviews. The reviews look real good, especially on Eham. And I tell you what, Rusty may have been causing his own problem because he told me flat out that he's ordering new resistors, 4 new tubes, and a couple of caps for that amp, and he said he was going to let Vlad look at it also.
See the relation between the two. This was a good while back before he had the present problem. But anyway, I've done my duty by alerting you. I'm just about where I'm going. I have my Thursday morning breakfast with my best friend at Bojangles Landrum, so I'm just about to get there, brother.
Well, good. Well, see, I don't know any time frames on who had what and when, and you know, I kind of related it to that because when you drop or start changing that power on the plate, that changes everything on the outer side of that antenna output. So, I don't know. Anyhow, maybe I'll get some more details from him.
See you tonight, my friend. Number 4NG, you clear.
Well, before you go, what are we going to do? Just meet over there?
Yeah, I'm coming from North Greenville, but I'm going to go home by 85, so it would be a big, big detour to take you home, even if you came to me at North Greenville. So I guess the best thing to do would just be to meet down there. you're probably certainly going to be leaving earlier than me, so it'd be best this time.
Yep, okay. I'll be down there probably about, a quarter of. Is this a meeting that N4MMW comes to?
I think Jimmy comes occasionally. You might want to call me. This is an informal thing. I told you, this is not the regular DXCC.
And they're not going to take offense if I wear my ID badge in there?
No, I'll probably have mine with me.
Good enough. All right, I'll see you over there about a quarter of then.